Oh yeah, everybody thinks they're part of Bucket Week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, they don't know the
seat of handshake. Yeah. So we've got these 57 parables in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, 13 illustrations in John. They are completely disjoint. The illustrations in John, all of them, I'll say, harken back to the Old Testament, although there are a couple of them that are really hard to find. But the others are so clear that that is a distinction worth mentioning. Whereas the ones in the synoptics that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that seem to be almost just brought up on the spot, they're almost out of thin air. It's like, well, okay, let's say you have a householder and he's, you know, that kind of thing. And a great number of them, and we'll find out the exact number shortly, of the parables involve Christ, but all of the illustrations in John do. So the distinction that J.C. made is mostly right in the sense that every one of the illustrations in John all involve Christ, whereas many of the parables do, but many of them also don't. And that's something worth pointing out. Okay, I have a list for you all. We are not going to go through, we're not going to do everything on this list, but I think it's an interesting list, and why don't you pass it down, take one and pass it down that way, and we'll get these going. See how we're doing here. I think I have too many in my hand, which means, oh, we'll let you guys have a couple. There you go. All right. I have three in my hand, so. There you are. We need one here, and no, they're coming. Yeah, they're coming down this end here. All right, yeah, you guys can work it out. All right. Chop, chop. All right, if it doesn't hurt your eyes so much to look at these, here it is, all its glory, okay? Did you have any idea that there were this many parables in Matthew, Mark, and Luke? Now, the parables, the title of the parables are listed in column H. You see H? They're listed on the left side. So if it's a parable, it's listed on the left side. If it's an illustration used in John, it's listed on the right side. Now, where do I put it if it's in both? There are none. You don't have to worry about that. So there they are in John. You have them, the angels ascending and descending. That harkens back to the story of Jacob in the Old Testament. The bodily temple, the uplifted servant, the living water, the bread of life, the light of the world, the sheepfold and the good shepherd, the door of the sheep, and so on. You've got 13 of them in John, and then you have the 57 unique parables in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and some of them are repeated. Now, if you look in column F, there is a C mentioned next to a lot of the parables, and what does that mean? It means it has to do with Christ. But what do you know about the illustrations used in John? They all have C's on them, and that's J.C. was getting to that, right? So some of the parables involve Christ as one of the characters, but all of the illustrations in John do. Okay. And then in column E, you find out that some of these parables were given all on one occasion. Now, these are very interesting because when studying them, if you know that the Lord gave all of these parables at one sitting or one day, then you know that you probably should at least try interpreting them together. Maybe not is it helpful, but at least you should think about giving that a try. So, for instance, if you have, look at the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son, right? Starting on the left column A, it's numbers 56 or 57, 58, 59. Anyway, you got the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. They were all given at one instance. Three parables given at one instance. Do you think you might want to study them together? You at least want to give it a try, and in this case, you definitely do. So some of them are grouped like that. And then we got all of these crazy numbering systems with A, B, C, depending on you're counting the number of parables or the number of unique parables and all that kind of thing. So, all right, so this should maybe be of interest to you. Again, we're not going to go through and interpret every parable on this list or anything like that. That's. I'm sorry? No, I. When I completed this and printed it, I deleted the. No, I do. I do. But what are we going to do with it? Maybe on the website or something.
No, we'd like to have a special provision for those who attended.
Yeah. That is a tough thing to think about because you put all these things on the website, then people think, well, I don't need to go. I'll just get it off the website. And then, of course, they never listen to it off the website, but in their mind, they think they can, so they don't go. All right.
Password protected. Password is something like he ain't here, like she ain't here. That'll be like the
password protected kind of thing. Yeah. All right, of the 70 parables, now I told you there were 57, right? But actually the Lord gave 70, so why did I say there were 57? They don't repeat. The Lord Jesus, have you heard of a preacher repeating a message? Did you know the Lord Jesus did that? Because he would give a parable and on another occasion he will repeat the same parable. And we find that that's documented here. So if we actually count the repeats as a different parable, he gave 70 of them that are recorded. And of those 70, how many involve Christ? It's down near the bottom in the little notes. 30. 30 of the 70 involve Christ. So do you think that the distinction JC brought up is a good distinction or just a coincidental distinction? It's a good one because probability-wise, in parables, how often does one involve Christ? 3/7, which comes out to about 1/3, right? Which means if you picked a parable at random, what's the chance it's going to involve Christ? About 1/3, which means if you got 13 parables at random, what's the chance that they all involve Christ? What? Do you understand the problem?
Yes, it's a very small number.
Yeah, it's 1/3 to the 13th power, which is a very, very small number. And yet, when you come to the illustrations in John, 13 out of 13 involve Christ, which means, is it a mere coincidence? Well, okay, these just all involve Christ. That's it. Or did JC give a very important distinction? He did. Even though some of the parables do involve Christ, the fact that all 13 out of the 13 of illustrations in the Gospel of John do, it means it's a different animal. What is happening in John is not the same as those things happening in the parables. They're not called parables. They're completely disjoint. They have no sharing of the parables or anything like that. They involve Old Testament references as opposed to the parables being homespun on the spot kind of things. Okay? All right. We'll end this little session. We're going to take a short break, and then you have Chris giving it to you with both barrels. All right? Okay. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that the parables are not given as mere intellectual pursuits. It's not intellectual curiosity that makes us just want to find out what they mean or the fun of decoding something, but in these, you are conveying spiritual truths that are practical for us. We looked at some of them today and understood that the difference in how we interpret them really makes a difference. practically in our lives. We thank you for the practical assurance that we get that your plan has not gone awry. When we look around and we see the professing church, the professing Christianity being filled with all kinds of wickedness and all kinds of false profession and all kinds of evil doctrine and things like that, that we realize that your plan's not going awry, that your son predicted it when he was here. And we thank you for the treasure you've given us in these, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.